Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. This is a part two from our forgotten plants, because we have a few more to go. So let's get started. We got the fennel plant. It has a licorice flavor, and you can use this in tea, or you can chew it, and you can relieve your coughs or sore throat, aid in digestion, and it even offers some relief in your diarrhea. So fennel is fabulous for our digestive tract, and also can be used for a poultice for your eye relief and headaches. It's amazing. If you just go out there and you purchase these plant books, you can soak yourself in there. If you're kind of a plant geek, you can soak yourself and immerse yourself in these books and learn so much about our woods. Feverfew. Now, I haven't talked a lot about that, but feverfew is just like it sounds. It's like for headaches, including severe headaches like migraines. And it can also be used for digestive problems, as well as asthma, muscle, and joint pains. So feverfew is fantastic. And you know what you can do with all this information too, is when you're listening to our programs, you can go out and you can decide, like, maybe I have some muscle pain that I'd like to take care of. And you listen to the program and you think, God, I heard Chantel say that feverfew was really good for joint pain. I heard Chantel say that lavender was good for joint pain and relaxation. And sometimes what you can do is you can take these two and you can put them together and just make a little bit more concentrated salve for your joint pains, because add a little bit of peppermint, add a little bit of other things, goldenrod, that are excellent for your muscles. And that's kind of the idea of our program, is to really just inform you of stuff that you can go out and use yourself and get some ideas, and really use our traditional path of our Ojibwe ancestors to heal ourselves without having to run to the doctor for our scrapes and abrasions and our headaches and things like that. So we got feverwort as well. And this is for fever remedy, and it's also used for general pain, itching, and joint stiffness. And so it can be ingested as a tea or chewed or crushed, and also used as a paste. And so try any of these that you like. Echinacea, do you know that was a big thing? You could always buy this echinacea at the store, and it was really good for your coughs. Well, it's also called like the purple plant, you know, and we all have them in our garden. And it's the purple cone flower. They're called cone flowers, and it's very classic to a lot of our Native American medicines, that and is used to strengthen our immune system and fight infections. It's good for antiseptic, and it's a general treatment for coughs, colds, and flus. And so that is excellent. Chokecherry. You know, like, I don't know where there's chokecherry trees around here, but we used to have chokecherry trees when I was younger. And this is considered an all-purpose medicinal treatment by our Native American ancestors. The berries are pitted and dried and crushed into a tea. You can also make this into a poultice, and it treats a huge variety of ailments, which includes the coughs, the colds, the flus, diarrhea or nausea. And it also treats burns and wounds when you make it into your salve or your poultice. And so in the pit of the chokecherry, it's much like apple seeds, are poisonous. So in high concentrations. So make sure that you pit the cherries if you're going to use these chokecherries, because, and that's always the thing, is you always make sure, because if you have diabetes and you have heart conditions and things like that, is you always want to make sure before you start any remedies on your own, you want to make sure that you're not already taking a medication that is going to contradict the plant that you're taking, because that will not be good, and you really want to keep yourself healthy. So always consult and know what you're doing with your body before you make any huge changes. You know, chamomile, that is excellent for you in your baths if you have like rashes and poison ivy and poison oak and things like that. But it's also, you can also use it as a tea to treat intestinal problems and nausea. In cayenne, pepper, this is great as a pain reliever. And it's taken with food, or you can have it in your tea. And it's excellent for arthritis and digestive distress. And so you can apply this cayenne pepper to your meals during the day, or just drink it as a tea and apply some to your wounds as a powder. And this is going to increase your blood flow and act as an antiseptic. And also helps numb some of the pain. And so cayenne is an excellent herbal remedy for a lot of things. We got blackberry, the root, bark, and leaves. These are crushed and infused in a tea. And it also reduces inflammation and stimulates metabolism. And if you gargle this, it's really good for sore throats, mouth ulcers, and inflammation of the gums. And that's blackberry. And so you're going to use the root and the bark and the leaves for that. And so you can just make excellent tea. Black raspberry. And so the black raspberries, I love this black raspberry tree. And the roots of this plant are crushed and used as a tea, or boiled and chewed to relieve coughs, diarrhea, and general intestinal distress. Well, how about this? You never thought about this, I bet. Beeswax. And this is used as a salve for burns and insect bites, including the bee stings. And you only use beeswax externally. And I use a lot of beeswax, but I only use it externally as well, because you make your salves, or you make your real light lip ointment, things like that. And bee pollen, this is going to boost your energy, aid digestion, and enhance your immune system. And if you're allergic to bee stings, you'll most likely be allergic to bee pollen, so be careful with that. Again, we have all these warnings all the time, so be careful in what you do. But bee pollen in honey is really good for allergies. And what about aspen? The inner bark of this aspen tree is great for treating fevers and coughs. And it's found in willow trees and is the foundation ingredient for aspirin. So aspen and willow trees are really great for aspirin. And our last one for today's show is alfalfa. This is going to help with some help and aid in blood clotting, and it's also going to help with arthritis and bladder and some of the kidney conditions. It also boosts your bone strength and your immune system. So these are some of the things that some plants that we forget about, and they're common plants, but we kind of forget that we can use them for our own ailments. And our ancestors were fabulous for teaching us these. And, you know, and with today's society, we have so many books and so many videos and the internet that we can really engulf ourselves and teach ourselves a lot about our culture and our remedies, as well as listening to our shows. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Keep a wobbin'.